Welcome. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is Karen Edwards for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Modern Maturity. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various sources. Now, this first bit of information I have for you is from a friend of mine in Canada. Now, it didn't originate with her, but it's a whole bunch of words of wisdom. One. If you can't think of a word, just say, I forgot the English word for it. That way, people will think you're bilingual instead of an idiot. During the Middle Ages, they celebrated the end of the plague with wine and orgies. Does anyone know if there's anything planned when this one ends? It's weird being the same age as old people. When I was a kid, I wanted to be older. This is not what I expected. Life is like a helicopter. I don't know how to operate a helicopter. Marriage counselor. Your wife says you never buy her flowers. Is that true? Husband. To be honest, I never knew she sold flowers. My wife asked me to take her to one of those restaurants where they make the food right in front of you. So I took her to Subway. And that's how the fight started. I see people about my age mountain climbing. I feel good just getting my leg through my underwear without losing my balance. We can all now agree that in 2015, not a single person got the answer correct to where do you see yourself 5 years from now? I'm at a place in my life where errands are starting to count as going out. Corona coaster, a noun. The ups and downs of a pandemic. One day you're loving your bubble, doing workouts, baking banana bread, and going for long walks. The next day you're crying, drinking gin for breakfast, and missing people you don't even like. I'm getting tired of being a part of a major historical event. How many of us have looked around our family gathering and thought, well, aren't we just two clowns short of a circus? You don't realize how old you are until you sit on the floor and then you try to get back up. And finally, we all get heavier as we get older because there's a lot more information in our heads. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. Now on to the Health and Immunity magazine. Now we're up to Feed Your Health. Eat your way well with these tips to build your body's defenses. 15 healthy foods a nutritionist recommends. These healthful ingredients keep your body's first line of defense functioning at its best. This article is by Cynthia Sass, MPHRD. One of the most important ways to stay healthy is to adopt habits that strengthen immunity. That means getting enough sleep, managing stress, being active, washing your hands properly, and yes, eating well. While no food or supplement can cure or even 100% prevent you from catching a virus like the coronavirus or the flu, some foods have been shown to help bolster immunity. Here are foods that can help boost your body's defenses, as well as habits that can set you back. Citrus fruits and red bell peppers. Vitamin C, the superstar nutrient in citrus, is famous for its role in supporting the immune system. While vitamin C can't prevent illness, it has been studied in people with respiratory infections, with benefits primarily seen in those who had suboptimal blood levels. It's unclear if this is partly cause or consequence, but research does appear to support a goal of consuming about 200 milligrams per day for infection prevention. This is the amount shown in studies to saturate the body, meaning any more vitamin C will be excreted. One medium orange provides 70 milligrams. A grapefruit contains almost 90, and a medium raw red bell pepper packs 150. Eat citrus as is or paired with nuts, and use sliced red bell pepper to scoop up hummus or guacamole. Sunflower seeds and almonds. In addition to vitamin C, vitamin E plays a key role in immunity. This fat-soluble vitamin boosts the activity of immune cells to support the body's ability to fend off invading bacteria and viruses. An ounce of sunflower seeds, or a quarter cup, supplies about half of the daily recommended target for vitamin E. The same size portion of almonds containing 45% of the daily goal. Pair either with fresh fruit or whip sunflower seeds or almond butter into smoothies. Sweet potatoes and carrots. These veggies are top sources of beta-carotene, a precursor to vitamin A. This nutrient aids the immune system by helping produce white blood cells, which fight bacteria and viruses. It also helps form the mucous membranes that line the respiratory tract, which act as a protective barrier to keep germs out of your body. A baked sweet potato packs more than 150% of the daily vitamin A goal, and a cup of raw carrots provides over 100%. Top a baked sweet potato with nuts or seeds and munch on carrots with healthy dips like nut butter or tahini. Brazil nuts and sardines. Too little of the mineral selenium has been shown to delay immune response, and adequate amounts are known to enhance immunity. It's also a potent antioxidant, meaning it acts like a bodyguard to prevent cells from being attacked in ways that damage DNA. 1 ounce of Brazil nuts, about 6 to 8 whole nuts, provides nearly 1,000% of the daily value for selenium. 3 ounces of sardines deliver more than 80%. Pop Brazil nuts as is, or chop and add them to oatmeal and cook to veggies. Toss sardines with veggies, tomato sauce, and pasta, or you can add them to salads. Baked beans and pumpkin seeds. Zinc influences multiple aspects of the immune system. The production of certain immune cells is limited when zinc intake is low, and adequate zinc is crucial for the normal development and function of the immune system. 1 cup of vegetarian baked beans provides more than half of the recommended daily intake of zinc, and 1 ounce or quarter cup of pumpkin seed contains 20%. Combine the two. Opt for baked beans as your protein source. Paired with cooked veggies, sprinkle with pumpkin seeds. Dried tart cherries. The high antioxidant content in dried tart cherries is tied to a bolstered immune system, including a reduced risk of upper respiratory tract symptoms. They also support healthy sleep thanks to their natural melatonin content, which is crucial because research shows that people who don't get enough quality sleep are more likely to get sick after being exposed to a virus. Eat them as is, or stir them into nut butter and eat off a spoon. Walnuts. In addition to being one of the top anti-inflammatory foods, walnuts contain several nutrients that play a role in supporting the immune system, including vitamins E and B6, copper and folate. Walnuts have also been shown in research to reduce psychological stress, and unchecked stress weakens immunity. Pair walnuts with dried tart cherries as a snack, or chop and use as a garnish for fresh fruit or cooked veggies. Garlic. Research lends credibility to garlic's immune-supporting capabilities. In one older study, 146 volunteers were randomly assigned to receive either a placebo or a garlic supplement daily for 12 weeks throughout cold season. The garlic group experienced significantly fewer colds compared to the placebo group, and they recovered faster if they did get infected. In another study, healthy adults aged 21 to 50 received either a placebo or aged garlic extract for 90 days. While there was no difference in the number of illnesses between the groups, those who received garlic had reduced cold and flu severity, fewer symptoms, and a smaller number of missed days of work or school. Reach for fresh garlic cloves rather than a supplement. Add garlic to cooked veggies, soup, or broth. Pomegranate juice. Pure pomegranate juice is another delicious food that supports immunity via its antimicrobial and anti-inflammatory activity. The flavonoid antioxidants found in pomegranate juice have also been known to combat viruses and decrease the length of colds by as much as 40%. Sip on pomegranate juice, add splashes of it to water or chamomile tea, blend it into smoothies, or freeze it in the BPA-free molds along with pureed banana and ginger root to make popsicles. And finally, green veggies. Green veggies provide anti-inflammatory antioxidants as well as key nutrients known to help the immune system function, including vitamins A, C, and folate. They also provide bioactive compounds that release a chemical signal that optimizes immunity in the gut, the location of 70 to 80% of immune cells. Saute vegetables in extra virgin olive oil along with garlic, turmeric, and black pepper, or add them to soup. You can also blend leafy greens like kale or spinach into a smoothie. Now let's go on with some more information about Tony Bennett. Breaking the silence. For 4 years, Tony Bennett and his family have kept this secret. Now they have decided that the truth must be told. Before his illness, Tony was known as a meticulous and hard-driving perfectionist in the studio. The 2012 documentary, The Zen of Bennett, shot 3 years before the onset of any Alzheimer's symptoms, includes an electrifying moment when Tony, working to calm a nervous Amy Winehouse during their duet on Body and Soul, snaps at producer Phil Ramone, who has dared to intervene on the mic at the studio, "No, stay out of it. Let she and I work it out." In another sequence, he snaps at his music arranger, piano player, Lee Musiker, for using too fast a tempo on The Way You Look Tonight, which they are rehearsing for a duet with Faith Hill. "It can't be a throwaway," Tony says. "I want to do a definitive version of this song." But Tony was a considerably more muted presence during the recording of the new album with Gaga. In raw documentary footage of the sessions, he rarely speaks, and when he does, his words are halting. At times, he seems lost and bewildered. Gaga, clearly aware of his condition, keeps her utterances short and simple, as is recommended by experts in the disease when talking to Alzheimer's patients. "You sound so good, Tony," she tells him at one point. "Thanks," is his one-word response. She says that she thinks all the time about their 2015 tour. Tony looks at her wordlessly. "Wasn't that fun every night?" she prompts him. "Yeah," he says, uncertainly. The pain and sadness in Gaga's face is clear at such moments, but never more so than in an extraordinarily moving sequence in which Tony, a man she calls an incredible mentor and friend and father figure, sings a solo passage of a love song. Gaga looks on from behind her mic, her smile breaking into a quiver, her eyes brimming, before she puts her hands over her face and sobs. The new LP offers lush, gorgeous duets with both singers in superb voice. But there is one duty in connection with the record that Tony is manifestly not able to perform: promotional interviews. When I ask him, "Are you excited about the new record with Gaga?" he stared at me silently. This has left those in charge of Tony's life and career, chiefly Danny and Susan, in a quandary. eager for as many ears as possible to hear and enjoy what may very well be the last Tony Bennett record, they have jointly decided to break the silence around his condition, a decision they have necessarily had to make without his input, since he is, Susan said, incapable of understanding the disease, let alone making momentous decisions about whether to publicly disclose it. It is not easy for any family to break the silence around a loved one's diagnosis with Alzheimer's disease. Like cancer and mental illness, Alzheimer's carries a stigma. Since people feel a special terror of an incurable disease that ruthlessly detaches its sufferers from the places, events, and people that anchor them in life, many treat it as an immediate death sentence and retreat from the world, encouraged to do so by family members who fear the disease and its unpredictable and sometimes socially embarrassing course. Researchers have recently raised alarms about the ill effects of such stigmatization. Gil Livingston, MD, a University College London psychiatrist specializing in dementias, said that the silence around Alzheimer's only causes misconceptions and stereotypes to accrue around the disease, creating a vicious cycle that leads to further stigmas and fear. Panicking and hiding away is really unhelpful, she said. What we want is for people to be as open as they can, open within themselves and within their families, so that they can be supported in the things they can't do and be helped to live a relatively full life. Support makes a great deal of difference. Yet a recent push to raise awareness of the disease may have backfired to some degree, since people tend to hear only the frightening message that the illness is incurable and progressive, not that sufferers who receive loving support and timely medical attention can maintain a good quality of life and well-being for years. It is increasingly important for the more hopeful message to be heard. Over 5 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. That number, doctors say, will likely rise to epidemic proportions as younger boomers, those born between 1954 and 64, enter their late 60s and 70s. All of which means that staying silent about Alzheimer's will soon be as impossible for society as it has now become for Tony Bennett's family. And his story of Alzheimer's is, like the rest of his long life, inspirational. That he has maintained such good quality of life is testament to the support he receives from his family, his medical team, and his friends, and lends credence to what Lady Gaga told Danny when he first informed her that they were thinking of breaking the silence around Tony's disease. I wanted to check with her to make sure she was cool, said Danny, because she watches his back all the time. She was like, absolutely. It's just another gift that he can give to the world. We'll continue with the story next time, but I would like to read the sidebar article which is here. Help for your loved one. One of the cruelest aspects of dementia is the stigma that surrounds it, says Sarah Locke, AARP's Senior Vice President for Policy and Brain Health. Feelings of shame or hopelessness can cause people to resist getting diagnosed or to refuse treatment. Although there is currently no cure for Alzheimer's disease, there's a lot that people can do to delay symptoms and improve their quality of life, Locke explains. If people only knew about them, we could significantly save treatment costs and we could save lives. According to the Global Council on Brain Health, these six key factors can delay the onset of Alzheimer's and ease the course of the disease. Maintaining social ties. Challenging the brain. Managing stress. Exercising regularly. Eating right. And getting restorative sleep. For more information on building and preserving memory and cognition, visit aarp.org/brain health. A healthy lifestyle alone doesn't resolve the challenges that dementia poses for patients and their families. AARP offers an online resource center, aarp.org/caregiving, for those caring for vulnerable loved ones. In partnership with the Alzheimer's Association, AARP created the Community Resource Finder, communityresourcefinder.org, with links to programs, events, medical services, and other kinds of assistance for dementia patients and their caregivers. For the next little while, I'm going to read to you from the article, Yes, You Can. It's your turn now. Take control of your financial life in these five ways. We may not get to all of them, but we'll get started. And so this is just kind of a synopsis of what you can do. As we read earlier, you can prepare your taxes. What's changed? Recent tax law changes eliminate the benefit of itemizing deductions for many taxpayers, making filing much simpler. Free tax preparation software for simple returns is readily available online. Getting started. Free File Alliance, or freefilealliance.org, offers no-cost tax prep software. If your total income minus certain amounts, such as retirement plan contributions, is $72,000 or less. Useful resources. Free tax filing software from Credit Karma, Tax H&R Block, TurboTax, and others. irs.gov/help/ITA is the IRS site for answering common questions. Potential savings, $188 for the simplest federal and state returns, according to a recent National Society of Accountants survey. Why not to? A professional preparer may be preferable if your finances are complicated. For example, if you sold a business or moved to a different state during the tax year. One more thing. In 2019, more than 34.5 million people paid for tax software, even though they qualified for free file software from the same provider. Let's talk about selling your home. What's changed? Real estate websites make home sale data easier to find. FSBO, for sale by owner, services can handle photography, online listings, and more for a low flat fee. Getting started. Set the right price. Do needed repairs. Fill out disclosures. Plan marketing. Secure legal documents. And identify the title company or legal office for closing. Useful resources, FSBO.com, fax listing legal documents, Realtor.com for selling tips, Redfin, R-E-D-F-I-N.com, or Zillow, Z-I-L-L-O-W.com for pricing data. Potential savings, up to 6% of the sales price. Why not to? The MLS may not let you list. Agents may steer shoppers away from FSBO homes, and brokered homes tend to sell more quickly. One more thing. FSBO sales are an estimated 8% of homes sold. About 4 in 10 of those were to a friend, a relative, or a neighbor. Find your own insurance. People are increasingly buying auto and other types of insurance directly from insurers. Usage-based auto insurance policies allow for discounts based on driving habits, such as how fast you drive. Getting started. Determining what you need to insure and how much you need to insure it for. Compare insurance you can buy on your own to plans offered by an employer or an affinity group. Useful resources, jdpower.com, Insurance Consumer Satisfaction Ratings, thezebra.com, policygenius.com, side-by-side quotes from many insurance sellers. Potential savings, up to roughly $1,000 per year, for example, by comparison shopping for auto insurance policies. Why not to? Agents may be able to help you access products you can't find on your own or advise you on consumer behavior discounts. One more thing. Agents may work with only one insurer or a few insurers, meaning they don't always offer every option that's available to you. Now, for the rest of our time, let's explore a few more of the TV shows that changed America. They enticed us to change the way we live. The French Chef, 1963 to 73. Julia Child's unflappable charisma paved the way for a slew of cooking shows, from Emeril Live to The Great British Baking Show. QVC Channel, 1986 to the present. The innovative shopping channel became so popular, but nobody remembers what the letters stand for. It's quality, value, convenience. Property Brothers, 2011 to the present. Thanks to these charming Canadian twins, renovation has become sexy, and their spinoffs have become an entire industry. News shows that created or broke the mold. Meet the Press, 1947 to the present. TV's longest-running show, it set the standard for weekend opinion programs. Its panel format is now mimicked by nearly every news show. CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite, 1962 to 81. America's most trusted man never hid emotions. He wept at JFK's death and blurted, "Hot diggity dog," at the launch of Apollo 11. 60 Minutes, 1968 to the present. Inspired by print magazines, its then-new format became a staple. The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, 1999 to 2015. Voted America's most trusted newscaster since Cronkite, Stewart blended fact and lampoon and broke records for consecutive Emmys. And made for and loved by Gen X, Friends, 1994 to 2004, the show about the family people form in their 20s, captured when youth lived in coffee shops, not on phones, a romantic rondelet that stayed fast, funny, heartfelt, and true to viewers' lives. South Park, 1997 to the present, who is better qualified than these profane cartoon kids to comment on American issues, even if they unfurl across the nation. The animation is clever, the wit icily incisive. Well, folks, we have come to the end of time for today's episode of Modern Maturity. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Karen Edwards, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Modern Maturity is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.